Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello and welcome back to the Sofa Cinema Club. It's episode number...
15.
15.
Yeah, 15.
My name's Colson Smith and I'm joined by...
Jack P. Shepherd.
Ben Price.
The Sofa Cinema Club is our podcast where we get together and we educate each other on films. The films we should have seen, but we haven't. The beauty of our film club is that anyone can join in. All you need is a sofa, a TV, and to watch along the films at home and then join in every Thursday with us. I've forgotten what else to say.
That's it, isn't it?
There's another gem. There's another
watch
gem.
Along.
Then we rate it. Something.
What you liked, rated, and hated.
We talked about it. What you loved, hated, and rated.
Yeah, good.
There we go.
This week's film is Whiplash.
Perfect.
Which is my choice.
Which is your choice.
But before we get into it, how's your week been?
Well, I went to Aldi. for the first time.
I always shop at Aldi.
What?
Always shop there.
Where?
Aldi.
Aldi?
Aldi. Aldi.
That's the
Aldi.
One.
Yeah.
You're on about the supermarket.
I'm on about the supermarket.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can we just point out, we're not sponsored by Aldi or Aldi.
Aldi.
But I would like to thank them for the free shopping that we've all received this week.
Yeah, I went in, because it's round the corner from where I live, and I just thought it's like a normal supermarket. But it isn't.
Changes your life, doesn't it?
I mean, that middle aisle.
Yeah, the once it's gone, it's gone.
The miscellaneous random shit aisle.
Yeah.
I mean, you walk in there and you don't know what you're going to find.
I'll tell you what I need. I need some oranges, potatoes, canoe. Or I tell you what, I've got sauce, pasta sauce, eggs, barbecue set.
Yeah. I mean, I walked down the aisle. I saw, can only be described as some sort of maniac. He had basket, oranges, melons, and he's looking at a tool bench and drills. And I just looking at him, and he's confused, and he's sort of looking at him. And I just started laughing. He went, "What?" And I went, "What are you doing? Why are you buying a fucking tool bench in Aldi?" So he starts laughing. Both of us pissing ourselves. And he's thinking, yeah, what am I doing? I came in here for a frigging melon.
You have those shops, though, that you go in not wanting to buy anything or not wanting to buy a certain thing and you come out with something you don't
need. Like, it's a bit like a Costco.
Yeah,
I mean,
Costco.
When we went to Costco, you took me to Costco for the very first time.
And to buy Baroccas.
And you went to buy Barocca, which you can't buy one of, you've got to buy 12. I've never been that ill to have 12 Baroccas. And we went in and you went, you wait, Ben, you bloody wait. So one, you can buy your petrol there.
Yeah.
Two, we walk in, it's the size of a football stadium. Three, there was a fucking canoe in one of the aisles. And then I went, Coulson, I could really do with a hot tub. And it's there. And then you get your jelly beans, your wine, your toothbrush and your razor. It's a trolley down.
Ben's first trip to Costco, we went for Baroccas. He bought himself an electric toothbrush.
12 Baroccas, which we've still got.
12 Baroccas.
400 loo roll. There was a golf set in there. There's golf clubs.
Yeah. Badminton.
Badminton set.
Badminton, right.
I tell you what, it's great, isn't it?
It's great in there. But then the shopping, the packing in Aldi, that confuses
stressing.
A lot of people.
No, it's... So, they. When I go into White City Aldi, they look and go...
But they let us get away with it, don't they?
They do. Mm. They do. They don't let other people.
No.
But you can see them coming in and going,
what a benefit of being on Corrie, that is, eh? We can pat where we want.
We can pat where we want. We're off the telly. We pat where we want. I gets to the cash out. And I didn't know the rules of Aldi. That you, no, mate, you take your...
Have you got your shades on?
I've got my shades on.
Boom.
You take your shopping and piss off over there and pack. Yeah, nobody packs at the till. Yeah. Then you get a queue of people behind you. I'm there doing the pack at the
till. What have you bought?
Oh, it's just fruit and veg. I stayed away from middle aisle. I didn't go anywhere. I just bought random normal things.
Knives.
Normal things. No knives.
No knives.
I'm doing the packing. And the girl on the counter, she's looking at me like I've just stabbed someone in the face.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And the queue's looking at me going, what is this alien doing? Is he packing his food in a supermarket? Is he crazy?
Get security.
She got annoyed and she started helping me pack quick.
Well, what happens for me. In White City, there's a few people who know me because I regularly go there and I have to turn around and say, make sure we do it slow, OK? It's a really stressy experience. Let's try and make it as easy for both of us as we can, okay?
Yeah.
So you bring stuff through slowly and I'll pack at my pace and we're all happy. And she gets it.
And she gets it.
But the people in the queue are literally there empty trolley.
Oh, yeah.
Because all they do is...
And clear everything in.
There's no space for the food to go.
No.
So and she's got just one beep, in, one out.
She's beeping
so
it. And if it falls off the counter, that's just tough shit. That's the way the cookie crumbles, dude. You've got to pick that shit up, not me.
Just keep it calm.
Oh, my
God. Fuck about my barbecue set. I'm never going to get the swimming pool in the bag if you go that fast. You just hold on, love. I've got a drill coming.
Speaking of buying things we don't need, me and Jack went to Rush Home watch the cricket. Day one of the Ashes. So we went to watch it. We got all set up, feet on the sofas, all nice and chilled. It's about 10:30. Well, it's about 11:30. We were watching the first session.
In the morning.
Mm. Yeah. An Irish kiddie comes in. An Irish kiddie comes in and goes, Jack, how are you? I mean, Jack did Italian. I'm doing Irish this
Good
week.
Away. Go Here for we it. Go.
How are you, Jack? Yeah, can I get a picture from your wife? She'll never believe this. She's back in Ireland. So Jack had the picture, and then the guy, please, goes, hey, Jack, how about you just give me some beer money? You just give me some beer money.
No, he's selling the knives.
No, wait. And Jack went, I ain't got any money. And he goes, well, I'm selling these. And from behind his back, he pulls out these sets of Jamie Oliver cooking knives, which he gives to Jack. And he goes, that's for the selfie. And he goes, just give me some beer money. And Jack goes, I
haven't got anything. Just give me some beer money. I've given you £150 worth of knives there.
And then he went,
come on, Jack, come on.
And he went,
is this the same bloke?
It's the same bloke.
And he went, here, Jack.
So I went, I opened my wallet and he fucking saw that I had 20 quid, 40 quid I had.
Yeah.
And I went, I can't.
You gave
I've only
him 20.
Got, I've only got this. He went, just give us the 40. So he's then in my wallet just pulling the money out.
And gave him another pack of knives. Give me another 40, Jack. Give me another 40. Don't you be telling anyone how cheap I've given you these knives. Don't you be telling anyone.
I was like, I didn't fucking want them.
And literally.
I got mugged.
In
I got
the
mugged.
Space of 3 minutes,
are they
you got
the knives
mugged.
We've got?
Yes.
That are white?
He gave us a pack.
I gave you
No wonder Jamie Oliver's not doing well. White knives.
They're not Jamie Oliver knives. They're something else.
They're not cracking. You've been conned.
Oh, mate,
cut in the dark.
Oh, yeah.
They're literally, the blade's white.
Yeah.
He's had a joke.
Oh, there, yeah.
I tell you where he's bought them. Yeah. He's bought them at Aldi.
He's nicked them, hasn't he?
I think he's nicked. And then he went,
I don't think they do. I think they just get them chipping off a market and say, they're Jamie Oliver. Oh, there's David Platt.
Yeah.
I've seen him come out of Aldi.
Yeah.
He's in Rush Home.
He likes Iron 4.
He liked knives.
It was, you in effect were robbed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Point blank.
And then
I was looking for a police officer.
I had to walk back through Rush Home with a set of knives in my hand. People were looking at me thinking, where's he bought them?
Yeah, people are looking went, oh, he's bought the Jamie Oliver knives.
Yeah, they've done him.
I got those.
Right, that is what we've done this week. Jack has had a lot of shopping by the sounds of things. So let's get into the film Whiplash. So it's my choice, so I'll give a little bit of a synopsis.
Yeah.
Whiplash is a film... It's a jazz film. It's a jazz film and it's a drums film. So it's musical based. The story...
Sounds like a recipe. It's a pasta base.
The story of Whiplash is as a student who wants to be the best drums player there is. So he's practicing all the time, and there's this teacher called Terence Fletcher, who kind of has this persona of almost a legendary status of he can turn you from nothing into somebody like that. Like, he's got it about him. And Andrew, who is played by Miles Teller, is the student. So the film kind of is just a story between them two. And the way it transforms is that, you know, Fletcher might not be the legend and the hero that everybody really thinks he is. And the reason the film's good is it kind of leaves it up to your interpretation of what you think of each character. But the basis and the synopsis of this film is quite simply someone who wants to be really good at music getting what he thinks is the best teacher in the world to help.
But a bully.
Yeah.
Well, it's what you think. Is he a bully?
Well,
he is a bully. It's whether the ends justifies the means, but he is a bully.
My first question then is, J.K. Simmons is very, very good. Do you agree?
Yeah, very good. Yeah.
He's acting in it, yeah.
Yeah. Character. What is he? It starts off when you think he's a bit of a legend, and you get that, and then you do get the bully bit, but there's a part in the film where it really sinks in for me, and that's the part where it's at the end when it's, you know, the lawyer and she's talking about the ex-student. Mm. That's when you go, well, really, all he's been doing for the past, you know, 6 months is completely destroying him, innit?
Yeah,
putting him down constantly. Andrew has so much respect and so much loyalty to Fletcher. Like, all he wants to do is impress him.
Yeah. But that comes at a cost, doesn't
it? Yeah.
He has to literally bleed to get that
good. What he essentially does is take someone with Fletcher, Andrew at the start is practicing on his own. He takes someone with him who he sees has got talent.
Talent, yeah.
Sort of destroys them, keeps pushing them to the point where they won't carry on, to get to that point where you're either going to walk away or you're going to go, right, F you, I'm going for it. I'm going to show I can play these drums. I can be something. And he keeps pushing him and pushing him. And his reasoning is that happened to, was it Charlie Parker?
Charlie Parker.
That
Charlie
happened
Parker
to him.
Got a cymbal thrown at his head.
And instead of giving up and walking away, he practiced for a year, came back and became one of
the best musicians.
Mm. And that's his reasoning for doing all of this
to
the character of Andrew.
So the director wrote it, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And he has wrote it basically on his memoirs of music school. So the only other film he'd done before this was a music-related film. And it's all that bit of, you know, make it or break it. And that's that sort of attitude that Terence Fletcher has throughout the whole film, isn't it? You know, it's almost like he's doing them a favour because he wants them to be the best they can be. And by being the best, you've got to do this and do that. But it's not quite as simple as that, is it? Because it doesn't...
Well, it's asking at what cost?
It doesn't bode well, does
it? At what
it?
Cost for him, for the person? Do you destroy the person but become an amazing musician? So there's a point where Andrew has a girlfriend, he checks his girlfriend, says, I need to concentrate on the music. He starts alienating himself from his family. He starts becoming introverted and just playing music all the time. So he doesn't become a person. He becomes this kind of shell who plays all the time.
It's almost like he's a puppet. And, like, Terence Fletcher is the puppeteer sort of thing. He's completely in control of him. Mm. There's a scene. So the first day he's in studio band, he pulls him outside in the corridor, doesn't he? And he asks him a little bit about himself. He goes, parents, musicians? And it's where he gives him that little bit of knowledge that his mum left home before, whilst he was a baby. Mm. So he gets that and he's really nice to me. He's like, you're here because you're good. So go and show them that you're good.
But he's like, relax, get into it. You'll be fine. Don't worry.
Properly builds him up. And then that's when the line of not quite my tempo.
And so all the studio band have been together for a while, haven't they? And he's stepping in for the first ever time.
Yeah.
And when you're called up, it's been like called up to the first team.
Yeah.
So they all know what he's like in the room. The rest of the band know
what it's going to be
like. he doesn't know. Mm. He thinks he's met a really nice guy who is at the best music school, running the best band, and he's going to be the drummer. And the guy's seen this amazing talent. It's going to be great. And he gets in there and he stops him immediately, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And bullies him and hits him and pushes him.
And throws a chair at his head.
Throws a chair at his head and keeps him playing and playing and playing and then swaps him out for the other guy.
That scene must be about 5 minutes long. Mm. And how it builds up to him stopping him and the way he stops, J.K. Simmons' character uses this thing where it's almost like he's just grasping thin air into a fist. And the whole band stops.
But that's what you'd use if you're conducting, wasn't it? That's why he does it. That's what stops the band.
But he does it so, like, strong and powerful. Yeah. Like, you know, he's such a force when he does it. And then kind of goes into this bit where he counts him back in. And he counts him back in, and every time he does it, he goes, no, it's not quite my tempo, try again. And he's still being quite nice, but he's manipulating him and he's making him go again and again. And then he gets close to him and he makes him count. And he slaps him, doesn't he? He slaps him early. He slaps him early. And then he goes, am I a rusher or am I a dragger? He goes, so you know tune, so why aren't you fucking doing it?
Yeah.
Like completely.
Annihilates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like almost horribly. And
then he's like, and then I think he says some put down, like, no wonder your mum left you, something like that. So he's just giving him a little bit of his life to him in the corridor, thinking they're getting on. Then he's immediately just shot him back down.
Yeah, it's quite I suppose that's when the audience get open to
what
his
about.
Level of manipulation. Yeah. And that scene that they show was what Damien Chazelle used as a short. So he couldn't get the money to make the film. So he made a short. He made a short of that scene. And it went to Sundance. And it did incredibly well at Sundance. He used J.K. Simmons in it. Not Miles Teller, the drummer. He used another kid who could play the drums. And he filmed that scene. And when you watch the short to the film, it's almost shot for shot what he did in the film. And what he wanted to show was, if you give me the money, I can shoot the film, because this is the film as a short.
Yeah.
And I remember that short doing... I remember people talking about that short... Even a short at Sundance, because I was making a short at the same time, they're saying, that guy's got a film. That's it. It's only 17 minutes. He got a film. He got $3 million to make it. I think he made it in 19 days.
19 days.
For a short, 17 minutes.
17 minutes from that. But
it's long for a short.
He made that entire film in 19 days.
He must have known exactly what he was doing.
He knew exactly what he wanted.
Exactly what he was doing.
It's really two actors, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, I think it's almost really... one actor. Like, J.K. Simmons is so powerful. Mm. Miles Teller is playing the drums, you've got to find a guy, but he's reacting so much
to what
off him. Like, he is so good that you're like,
I don't have to do anything.
In fact, anything, if anything, he's almost pushed down as a character, isn't he? He's quite reserved. J.K. Simmons is very high, very forward. And then no one else really figures. There's a girlfriend in it and a dad, but they're incidental, really. Yeah. It's those two.
Yeah.
There's other band players, but they're incidental.
It's two-handed, isn't it?
Yes.
There's never more than three people talking a scene.
And then all the other people who are in the band are real musicians.
Yeah.
So you've obviously got all that. I think they were saying in the short that when he starts shouting... all the musicians reacted like they really would.
Yeah.
Being in that. It obviously is quite common. It was obviously quite common that you got quite a bully. I know in ballet it was like that. You got quite a bully directing people to get them to push them harder and harder. That's what makes it so uncomfortable, I think, when you're watching.
The director would sometimes leave takes running when Miles was drumming just so that he would be absolutely shattered and would just drum. And
now... I don't know this, but I know the person who played Miles' girlfriend, Isabella something.
Mm.
She was the highest paid in the film.
Really?
She was in the film for less than 8 minutes.
But
so did them two take a fee?
Well, it's in their interest to not.
Yeah.
It's in their interest to potentially have a new filmmaker with an amazing script that potentially re-kickstarts your career. To be honest, the girlfriend part isn't really brilliantly written, is it? And so you can see she's gone, well, I haven't got a great part here. Whereas Miles Teller is coming out of, I don't know what he'd done before. I think he'd done Fantastic Four, which flopped. Mm. That was a terrible film, yeah. That remake. J.K. Simmons had done stuff, but it is clear that's yeah. the part of your life. I mean, yeah. he won an Oscar, didn't he?
He won an Oscar.
Best supporting.
Interestingly, he was up against Ethan Hawke for the Oscar. And Ethan Hawke had filmed, what's it called?
Boyhood.
Been in a film called Boyhood. Filmed over the course of 12 years, I think. So for 12 years, he'd been on and in character,
working.
On and off, working on this film for 12 years.
J.K.
Simmons did it in 19 days and won.
You'd be well happy, wouldn't you?
Be sat there going...
Even when you picked it up.
12 years, down 12 the years. Shitter.
Down the shitter. Well, you'd be looking, going, I've got this.
I've got this.
I tell you, I've got this in about 12 years. Worked on this, three films. He goes up, J.K. Simmons, have it. Have it, 19 days. I've done a longer shit. And I've got the Oscar. I fitted loads of films in that year.
Loads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
But he starts to act like J.K. Simmons, doesn't he? Because he starts to get short with his family, with his dad. He gets pissed off with his cousins or whoever they are.
He turns into him. But that is, you know, he idolises him. Mm. You know, it's almost this hero worshipping of this character, this person. That much so, he does slowly turn into him.
But then there's that... For me... I think probably one of the worst bits, not worst, but toughest bits of the film is when he comes back in and he's sad. J.K. Simmons comes back into the band and he's flat and gutted. And he puts a CD on. And he said, listen to this lad playing the trumpet. And you listen for a bit and he said, this lad was in the band 5 years ago. He came, he wasn't the best, but I heard something. They wanted to chuck him out. I heard something in this lad. And I pushed him and I pushed him and I pushed him. And he ended up being third trumpet at the Lincoln Center. Lincoln Center is obviously the place to play. Then he got second trumpet at the Lincoln Center. Then he was the lead trumpet at the Lincoln Center. And he said, what a talent. And he starts to cry. And he said, he's just been killed in a car accident. And you find out later in the film, he wasn't killed in a car accident. He hanged himself because of stress due to what he'd gone through with this teacher.
Yeah.
And that was the moment where I was like, oh, this guy's psychotic.
That's that when I said earlier there was that moment in the film that turned with this.
Yes.
That, it completely for me as well. That's that bit of just realizing that it's almost beyond, because he's not particularly evil. He's not a baddie, but he's almost worse.
Psychological.
Than that.
And then do we talk about, so at the end, he attacks him, doesn't he? He gets to a head, comes to a head. He's in a car accident. He can't make a huge band competition. He gets on a bus. The bus wheel breaks down. He gets a rental car. He gets to the place. He's forgotten his sticks. He said, if you go back and get your sticks, you're here in 10 minutes. You can play. He's in the car. He's on the phone. He gets run over. He gets smashed by a lorry.
Great shot.
Great shot. Amazing cut. We thought, it looks like Mars Teller got run over.
Yeah, it doesn't look like a stunt double.
He crawls basically back. He sits. He gets the drum
blood
kit.
Blood
all over him. Great bit of the film. He starts to play. It's clear. He's all over the place. His hands are smashed. He's smashed. He can't play. J.K. Simmons basically says, stops it and goes, we're out. You're done. And then he attacks him, doesn't he? Mm. And then after that, he's thrown out of university.
He's kicked out of school.
And they're both kicked out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No. The psychologist, so he's not kicked out for the fight. Andrew's kicked out for the fight.
Yes.
And then the lawyer comes to him and his parents and says, look, the parents of the guy who's hung himself, they haven't got any money, but they know this is why. So they can't take it to court and win. But if they have another witness statement, they'll have enough. Will you give a statement? They won't know it's you. And eventually, he says no, no, no. And he says yes, doesn't he?
In the end, yeah, he does.
I don't know quite why.
There is
I
think he just
realises why he says yes. What does is
because
it looking
some,
at his dad?
I suppose like some kid has died. Maybe it might just
be that. Do you think
that
it was that was the moment where he went?
It's not right. He
not
shouldn't
right.
be in.
It's not right.
Schools teaching kids and breaking them and causing them to hang themselves.
Doesn't his dad say something like you haven't got anyone to answer to and you haven't got to impress?
But
him,
also his dad
thing,
says it's over. Doesn't he? It's finished. You're done. Yeah. It's done. You can't go back. You've been chucked out. Yeah.
So he goes with it, reports him, and then Terence Fletcher gets kicked out of the school as well. Mm. So then there's a passing in time, which Jack didn't like, actually. You commented on it,
Well, yeah,
you?
Because it just went summer on the bottom. It's like, well, yeah, all right. I can work that out. Don't treat me like
a... He had a T-shirt on. You did, actually. Your head fell off a bit with that.
Yeah. You were, yeah.
I get pissed off at things like that.
But anyway, so it's this summer bit. And he's walking through town and he sees, like, jazz club with special guest Terence Fletcher. So he goes in and has a look.
And interestingly, J.K. Simmons can actually play the piano.
Yeah, and he was very good.
He's very good. Mm. That's a good bit, isn't it? When you see him play the piano, and then the cam goes into him playing in this jazz club, goes further into him, goes to his hands, and you realise, the dude plays.
Yeah, he
properly plays.
Yeah.
And, you know, it almost shows this character in a position where you can kind of go, oh, okay, so that's why he's treated like he is, because he's clearly talented.
Yes.
And
I wondered in the film whether he wished he'd been taught by himself. I wonder whether his regret was, I could have been a fantastic jazz pianist, but I was never pushed.
That's all he's trying to do. He's not trying to bully kids. He's just trying to find the next Louis Armstrong.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
That's what he wants.
Yes.
It is that bit, isn't it, of he wants the best for them and he doesn't know he only has one way of getting it out of them, and it is to almost
Well, it's
break
an old
them.
School way and we're not there anymore, and it probably was fine.
Yeah.
It's 20, 30 years ago. Well, not, it was never fine, but 20, 30 years ago there was. But now people are calling it out and going, that's not right.
It's a bit of a Rocky meets Full Metal Jacket, isn't it?
Yes.
In, you know, a comparison of both characters.
So he goes to the jazz club. They meet. He goes to leave. J.K. Simmons is playing the piano and stops him and goes, let's have a drink. And they start to have a drink. And they start to chat. And you think, oh.
And
they're
kind
of making it up.
Someone filed a report against me. It was someone from the same year as a lad who hung himself.
Yeah.
So Andrew thinks, I'm off the hook here. And then when he asks him to go and play drums, well, you know, it's almost a why not, because
he asks him to go and play drums in this competition that he's running in a week. And he sets up his drum kit, doesn't he? Because it goes full Rocky, gets the old sticks out, gets the plasters out, sits and practices the numbers that he already knew from school. And then the end scene is him turning up to play in that band at the end.
But he says to him, doesn't he, when
it's that line,
curtain open, audience there, and he just goes up to him and he goes, do you think I'm fucking stupid? I know it was you that got me kicked off.
Yeah.
But then we're not doing Whiplash, which is the song that he's been rehearsing.
Yes.
We're doing something else that you've no music sheets for.
Yes. And actually, that's a really good bit in the film, isn't it? When you realise everyone else pulls up whatever that music is and puts it on.
Yeah.
And he's the only one without that music. And you're like, oh,
he's completely done him.
you complete, and then the worst, and then after that, they all, 3, 4, 5, they go off, and he goes, right, I'll try and impro it through.
And he's just an octopus on a drum kit, not having a clue what he's doing.
He's bought that from Aldi in the same section as the barbecue. He's got the drums, and he's gone, I'm all over the place here, lads. And they all know that, don't they?
Yeah, and then
the audience at the end give him the old one chip in a pan.
Awkward.
Yeah.
Terrible. And he goes, right, we're off, we're done. Is that sort of J.K. Simmons, do you think? Is he just trying to get payback for what he did to him? Or is he trying to put him in a situation that's incredibly hard and do you rise through
I think so.
I don't. Yeah. I think that's, we're dumb. I win. He walks off, J.K. Simmons stays on stage. Because when he goes back onto stage, he kind of looks...
He just starts going, doesn't he?
And he's, you know, it's that look from J.K. Simmons of what is he doing? And then he just starts to play Whiplash, doesn't he? And then just keep, and that bit where he looks at him and goes, I'll cue you.
I'll count you in.
You can just see him going, I get what you mean, Jack, about how it's almost that final push of, in his way of almost hitting him down to the ground.
It's like he's gone down, isn't it? You know, he's gone down, it's in the 10th. Is he going to get back up? Rocky grabbing the ropes, and he goes, I'm going to take it on. Or I'm going to go out in flames. I'm going to play this drum solo. And then you see his dad look through while he's playing the drum solo, and it is an amazing drum solo.
It's not actually Miles Teller, though, is it?
That's the lad from the pilot, isn't it?
I think it's the guy from the short film.
Because there's one bit where they go on the drums, don't they?
Yeah.
And they go
the
on the...
The hands are completely different.
And the hands are different, but it's fast. It's rapid.
I mean, yeah, you'd have to be... You'd have to put in 10,000 hours of practice.
I wonder if everyone watching that film suddenly thinks they are a drummer halfway through watching it. You all have a go, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, we did. I did it on the makeshift poof.
You actually got the plastic keg stool and gave it the old... Didn't you? You took the Jack Wills pillow off, you put it between your knees, and you were off. Oh, hello. You were like... Oh.
I was trying to see if I could keep it up to the pace, but...
But I like the ending. Doesn't it end on them two just sort of smiling at each other? Because J.K. Simmons knows... I've got the next guy.
And he goes, he's broken it and gone, I beat you, and we're there.
And we're there.
So who wins?
They both do.
They both do.
So no one wins?
No, I've just said they both do.
I just said we both do. That was an extraordinary piece. That was an extraordinary... You should be in the police. So did you do it? No. So you did. I think I just said no.
No,
you
I
did it. You just admitted it.
That's all I need.
That's all I need.
Lights off, boys. We're going home.
They've confessed. No, hold on. I didn't confess. Yes, you did. No, I said no. It's a yes. We're playing opposite We're playing opposite day.
When I watch it, I think Miles Teller wins. I think that's the first person.
Still calling him Tiller.
Tiller. We've gone back to Tiller. Tiller the Hun.
I think Miles Teller wins.
Right. Well, no, you have that. You have that.
I don't think so. I think they both... He goes... He needs a proof of concept, J.K. Simmons, because he says, I've never had that person. So he's bullied everyone, and he's never really had that person that's proved his concept, proved his way of teaching. Then he goes... Both of them at the same time. He goes, oh, I've got you. You're going to be mint. And he goes, it was worth all that practice. It was worth my hands bleeding, crying, chucking my girlfriend,
getting run over,
getting chucked.
I'm only asking to turn it down a bit because otherwise I'm going to be deaf.
Just towards the end, not someone else's talk. It's always when you're talking. Every time he gives it the look over to Ben, so I tried to do that as quickly as possible. I just have to explain what happened.
So
Ben's on a monologue to Coulson, engaging with him. Then halfway through Ben talking, Coulson just turns around and just looks at producer Ben through the window, and he's like, just sort of like giving him some sort of hand signals, just not listening to what Ben's saying.
No, I did that as discreetly as possible.
Oh, well, the discreet bit because my ears are almost ringing. Someone in another room and go, turn him down. Down. I'm going to use the hand signal for turn down.
Anyway, continue.
Well, let's.
I'm not going to continue now.
No. Rating.
Ratings.
Oh, not this again.
What? We have to go to rating now.
Go on, then.
No, isn't it your film, you go first? Yes.
See, you throw me now, and my ears are hurting, so I'm going to just take them off. It's an 8.5.
Oh, okay.
And it's only an 8.5 because I like them two. And I think the film could probably be a 9 if it only had them two in it.
Oh, so you've deducted some points for the girlfriend and the dad.
Just everything other than them two.
But wouldn't it be boring without a bit of...
But I don't...
8.5?
My rating, I think...
Drum roll. Hello.
His shots are good. Scripts are good. Acting's immense. Sounds great. Music.
Well, everything's good here. Are we having two figures?
No, you're not getting two figures. I think it's a 9.
Woo! What's get in!
I think, yeah, it's up there.
Ben's trying to do his maths to work out.
Either that or he's in practice.
I'm practicing my tunes in my head. I'm going to go 8.
Ooh, I didn't see that.
25.5. It takes it to 4th, joint with Muriel's Wedding. It's better than Muriel's Wedding.
Wait, so completely different film.
So this week we're going to do something a little bit different on social media. So we're going to put out a post on our Instagram that is a competition. And it's a competition to win what?
A signed DVD.
A car!
I can't imagine.
No, a swimming pool from Aldi.
From Aldi.
Canoe from Costco.
As Jack said, we're giving away...
A signed DVD of the copy that we review. But it's signed by us, sadly.
Not by the actors. Not,
but maybe eventually, if enough people share... We'll be in a film, or we'll be in a position to go and see our friends and say, can you sign that, please?
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put a picture out on the Instagram that's going to say competition, and all you've got to do underneath it is you've got to tag one of your friends that would like this podcast in it, and we'll pick one of them at random, and you'll be winning a signed copy of Whiplash. What more could you want?
Amazing.
This week's film, what's it going to be?
So next week's film.
Yes.
We are watching something that's strangely based on yours and Ben's living arrangements.
Moral and Hardy. What? No. What do I mean?
Jekyll and Hyde.
What's the one about the old woman and the man? The little
Harold and Maude.
Harold and Maude.
No, it's Rain Man.
I've seen it.
Have you?
Yeah. Hold on. Who's? How are we like Rain Man? Who's who?
Well.
I'm not dusting off. Not a chance.
Clearly.
Not a chance.
Clearly. I'm going to
good film.
Take you...
I like it. It's long. It's a bit confusing.
That's why you're dusting. Yes, clearly you've just proved the concept.
If you can't wait till next week, follow us on Twitter at Sofa Cinema Club and on Instagram at
Sofa
Cinema Club.
Leave a review as well.
iTunes,
leave a review, and obviously that 5-star business. Yeah. But leave a review. We like reading the reviews.
I mean, Jack has officially taken over Instagram now.
You
have? Because what was your quote? What did you say our Instagram page looked like? Looks like we've been hacked and we were selling Ray-Bans.
I didn't say that. I said, gee, it was just bland. It was just like white pictures. You look at it and go, it's boring. Need some colour. Need some.
So you've completely taken over, haven't you?
Well, I've just been putting the odd thing in. Ben's been joining in.
Yeah,
as well.
I've stepped up.
Haven't you?
No.
Oh, okay.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.